Today is August 14th. It is Tuesday, and today is a very special day of Level 1 News.
A lot of people, you know, they'll make comments on the Level 1 News, and they'll say, nobody's ever going to read this, but we read it. And one thing about me that everybody knows, I'm a man of the people. People always say, Brian, he's a man of the people.
That's you know what? Every client we talk to says that.
That's what I'm known for. And so we read those comments, and we give you what you demand. And today, we will give you one of the most requested things that we've ever had in the Patreon and the comments. Part 2 of Drunk News. Now starring Krista.
With my tiny baby bottle of wine.
Look how pathetic it is.
It's a local wine.
It's actually a pretty good ratio of our body weights, actually.
I'm not going to get through this. I'm not a very heavy drinker. But
you got to follow. Now, do you know the drinking game?
Is there
rules?
A rule? Okay. Is there a rule with the news?
When we have governments misbehaving.
So pretty much every story in government.
You got to drink. If you have an unsecured database or a security leak or something like that.
So the whole security section.
You got to drink.
Yeah.
And if you have like dystopian something or robots that are eventually going to kill us all, that's a drink.
So the whole robots and AI section too.
You're catching on.
All right.
And you can play at home, you know, with your favorite alcoholic beverage. So
maybe have some stuff to detox your liver on hand. I don't know what that would be.
Bottle of water and a banana. That's all you need. And we drink from the bottle like savages. A lot of people like to ask what we're drinking. So this, let me read you the description of this bottle, why I chose this one. Have you ever found yourself in a wine shop or restaurant perusing the wines and wondering, how do I choose the best wine for the money?
I often wonder that because I know nothing about
it. It's like
wine.
They're speaking to me on a fundamental level. So this is called Educated Guess.
Oh, it's got some science stuff on the front
chemistry.
There.
I thought that would be good for the Aspies, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, this was $23.
That's high for you. Usually she goes for like a $12 wine.
Classy. So what do you got?
This is a Purple Toad Winery, which is in Paducah, Kentucky. And it is black and bruised red wine. I think it's like blackberry wine. It's very sweet. And that's all I care about. I want it to taste like grape juice. I'm not interested in like the alcohol experience.
Well, today we're doing government and social media news. So get yourself ready.
Get your drink. Pour your drink
Prepare
now.
Prepare yourself. And we're going to start out with everybody's favorite government employee, Ajit Pai.
Mr. Reese's Man. Pai's SEC says 25 is not fast enough.
Is fast enough.
Oh, it is fast enough. Listen, I had one whole drink of wine. And reading is hard.
So, is that what you've got? 25, right?
I don't know anymore. I set that internet connection ages ago. It's garbage.
It's trash.
Yeah.
It's the lowest tier that you can get from Spectrum, Time Warner.
Streaming from it is garbage. So everything else is fine, but streaming's terrible.
Most of the world, I think 100 is the standard. A lot of the people, the Democrats on the FCC board are like, hey, we should have 100. The rest of the world has 100. We should have 100. Ajit Pai says, nope, 25 is all we need.
And you know what? I trust him.
I trust him to work on the benefit of the...
A man with a giant Reese's Cup mug can't be wrong. If he had an M&M mug, I would not trust him.
He has been demonstrably wrong several times. In fact, we'll cover one of those.
I think you're attacking him personally, and I'm upset by that.
I would like to. he's saying 25 megabits is fine. There's no reason. This happens every year. So every year you have to look at what's going on in the world. And the reason he's doing this is to further deregulate. Because if it's determined that all the money we gave the ISPs is not being spent to expand and they're behind, then they will have those extra regulations demanding that they roll out more rural coverage. He doesn't want that because he's bought and paid for. And so he's saying 25 is good enough.
A-okay.
That's a government corruption drink.
Take a drink.
Oh. I don't know if I mentioned...
What kind of wine is yours? You didn't mention that.
This is a Cabernet Sauvignon.
Oh.
Fancy.
It's much fancier than what I've got.
I don't know. You know what?
Yours has a cork. Mine has a twist-off cap, which, you know, for the alcoholic on the go.
Well, I go for the cork. And the cork also has...
Oh, it has the same branding on it. That's cool.
It's burnt in there.
So if you're opening multiple bottles, you know which one to put back in your bottle.
Pretty nice. Oh, man, I lost track of my out there.
So we just started.
Well, more about Ajit. I pre-gamed a little bit.
Yeah.
But Krista didn't.
No, she's I didn't at all. My dog's here. I had to get my dog ready and like get her situated because I was like, I can't go home.
We can get good and drunk and then just go play with the dog for the rest of the afternoon.
Well, we're going to stream right after. And I was like, well, I can't go home and feed her because I'm going to have alcohol in my system. So she has to come here. So she's in her crate. She's here. She's fine. But I didn't get to pregame.
There's going to be 10 million comments like, show the dog.
Well, they can look twitch.tv/TPGB.
They're
going to
be watching this after that happens.
But they can watch the VOD.
That's
so
true. Okay.
Just
so you foreshadowed that a Jeep Pie is never wrong. But in fact, he was wrong. And for once, he's admitting it because he has no choice.
He admits the FCC lied about DDoS, blames it on Obama.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah. So the FCC's been saying for a long time, you know, oh, all this stuff, we were DDoSed, and that's all it was, and you know, we're just getting these denial of service attacks, and that's not true, as it turns out.
This is the old net neutrality debate, you know, when they got flooded by the John Oliver people. The normies were like, wait a minute, what? John Oliver explained it in a way that even the normies can understand. They flooded in. They said it was a DDoS. It wasn't. It was legitimate outrage. Pi says it was the chief informational officer who has been fired or resigned or something that Obama appointed that lied to everybody, and it wasn't him. And even, let me see if I can read the statement. It's, I am pleased that this report debunks the conspiracy theory that my office or I had any knowledge of the information provided by the former CIO was inaccurate and was allowing that inaccurate information to be disseminated for political purposes.
How dare they?
Oh, what a piece
of
garbage.
Mean.
So yeah, he was the victim, and you can just stop questioning anything about it. And this is kind of the same story. Here's a picture of your favorite mug.
Yeah. He's always drinking it. And look how big it is, like compared to his hand.
Well,
is his hand really tiny or is the mug really big?
I think that's the one thing that he's ever done that the internet's liked. So he just, he embraces
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Maybe he has hundreds of those giant mugs.
But this is the same story. I enclosed this Gizmodo article because they link to the actual report if you want to go read it. It's down here somewhere. And
it's a nice block quote style.
The American people were deceived by the FCC and Chairman Pai. So yeah, you can go and look at that, but it's pretty much what it says. He totally blames the chief informational officer. He takes no blame for himself, and that's a government corruption
drink. It's starting to get less sour, which is how I know I'm drinking it.
It's working.
Yeah.
That means it's working.
It's getting more and more like grape juice the more you drink.
Well, we talk about GDPR.
You've really been pre-gaming there, huh?
I'm not feeling it, though. I'm like...
It's going to hit you all at once. Like, we're going to get part two, and you're just going to
be gone. I had some croissants for breakfast to go with my Cabernet Sauvignon.
No.
And so I'm carved out. That's probably why. Yeah.
Oh, you're going to be so sleepy later.
So... GDPR did some good things, and one of the things it does is truth in advertising. So they say you can't say up to anymore, like up to 100 megabits. That doesn't fly. So after they've changed the rules, a lot of the advertising has suddenly changed.
Well, it has to be the lower amount. That's what you have to list on your advertisements. Drops up to 41% after UK requires accurate advertising. This is pretty common in the EU, though, like totally, right? Like... I don't know why UK was special here.
Because they're not going to be part of the EU anymore.
Well, I guess, yeah. But EU has that whole thing, too, where you have to like disclose if you're advertising. And
I think this is
like
just
YouTube and
like
stuff.
The UK has done the study.
Yeah.
But it's probably true all over. So, yeah. Only one ISP didn't change. So there was one honest ISP in the UK. All the rest of them. And it mostly affected the lower tier stuff. So the big plans, they were being kind of honest. But the low tier, not even close.
No.
Government corruption.
Wait, that's not really government corruption, is it? That's because it's the UK's requiring accurate advertising.
Oh, this is ISP corruption.
Yeah.
I'm going to drink anyway. I'll make yours optional.
Okay. I'm gonna pace myself because I have a low tolerance for alcohol. I've actually never been drunk.
It took a lot of cajoling and peer pressure to get Krista to agree to this.
This is the peer pressure my mom warned me about when I was in high school.
So
it's only taken another 10 years to get here.
As I said, I'm a man of the people. and I give you what you want, which is drunk Krista. Although you're probably just going to get a little bit lit Krista. But
I just get giggly usually when I drink.
Well, that's fine. People enjoy that. Last week we talked about The Quiet Skies. And The Quiet Skies basically boiled down to the TSA just randomly following people around. Well, it turns out that no one had ever heard of it. And now that Congress has taken a look at it, they're defending it. But in defending it, they're saying they've never caught anybody.
That doesn't work. It doesn't accurately find anyone perfectly imperfect.
5,000 cases, they have not found a single terrorist or any criminal of any kind with the Quiet Skies. But as government usually does, their response to that, we're going to keep doing it.
Well, you know, they got to throw away a little bit more money before they realize, you know, 10 years down the line that it's not actually a good initiative.
And interestingly enough, the Air Marshal Union is against it. They're like, hey, the air marshals have other stuff to do. This is stupid. Why are we doing this?
They have to sit on other planes and sit in first class and drink all day. So,
yeah.
They're busy.
Quiet Skies will continue. You will be followed and tracked.
I do like the name Quiet Skies. Like, it kind of sounds like a video game.
If the government is good at anything, it's coming up with program names.
Oh, we have a story later on about coming up with program logos.
And acronyms. Stay tuned. They are incredible at acronyms. Remember the Creeper Act? For the online...
Oh, the acronyms too, though, like, they use so many that you can't even keep track of what all of them mean. This is a corruption.
This is a follow-up government corruption. You can take a sip. Oh, it is getting tastier.
Yeah, it is, and don't know what that...
Well, here's a headline that you're almost never going to hear. This might be a one in a million kind of thing. West Virginia on the forefront of technology.
West Virginia. Okay. They're introducing mobile phone voting, though it's only going to be for military.
For now.
They're going to do a test run.
It is a trial, and not just for military, for people who are overseas.
Yeah.
They would be doing absentee voting. So the idea, it's called Vote, V-O-A-T.
Which made me think of Vote.co, and I was like, maybe that's not the best name, but...
Mm-hmm. So you have to... take a picture of your military ID and then take a selfie to register your account and get everything set up. Then you got to take another selfie. I think it's a video, actually.
Yeah, it's a video.
While you vote. And so they're going to use facial recognition, and they say that there's no problem with that.
I think, well, what were they using it on? There's like some TV show or something like that. This had been trialed before they introduced it to West Virginia voting.
Oh,
but I can't remember
like
what it was.
You're talking about like a reality show where there was voting?
I think so. So it's been used before. My thing is, though, wasn't there a whole issue with, like, Apple phones? Like, if it was, like, your kid trying to unlock it? Couldn't you do the same thing with, like, voting in theory?
If they were similar.
Looking to you, like if it was your sister?
If they were close enough relative.
Yeah.
I think that has improved a little bit. I don't know if they're using new technology for this thing. I think the more concerning thing, though, is the votes being tampered with in transit or after they've been cast.
Yeah.
Because there is no proof. They're also using some kind of blockchain, so maybe
I saw that. Yeah, it was like, I was like, oh, look at you with your buzzwords.
So yeah, I don't know. I don't think online. But now, if this was perfected, and I think that's a big if, a giant if. But I think what do we get, like something like 60% or 40% voter turnout in America usually?
I think so.
I haven't voted from a presidential election since Bush 2. I'll admit.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Because it was like, wow. I went out of my way to vote in Bush 2, and I was like, we got to get this asshole out of here. And then I was like, they cheated. Why am I wasting my time with this?
I did Obama, but I didn't vote for the last one.
The last one was such a toss-up. Like,
it was like, well, and both of them were terrible, so it was
And you're going to feel bad either way, so yeah. I feel better. It's like that thing.
I feel better by not participating.
It's like the thing where it's like you reroute the train track to go over 20 people or one person. It's like I'm just walking away.
I just let all of them die or let it be chance that way?
Yeah, it's just let the universe decide, right?
Or the train conductor.
Well, I think that was a conductorless train. It was a runaway train.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that's not corruption, so we're not going to force a drink.
We're not
going to
force
that.
A drink.
But it's probably a terrible security risk, so maybe in the future, except we won't be drinking on every episode.
No, our livers can't handle that.
But speaking of voting, here's another voting-related story.
I saw this elsewhere before it was even put on the news, but 243% turnout and other woes in Georgia voting. 243%, in case you're wondering, is about 143% more than what you should have.
It's exactly. Not it's, about. It's, it is exactly.
Well, assuming about. You even have 100% turnout when people vote, which is not likely.
So the idea here is that there's a certain number of people who live in this county, and not everybody votes.
Yeah.
Like we just said, I haven't voted in presidential elections since whenever. But somehow 243% of the population voted. And they're saying, it's fine. It's a small county, so it hardly matters. They had some other issues. This is the state where they had backups of the votes. And not only were they deleted, the drives were degaussed so the data could never be recovered.
It's not corruption, though. It's definitely just a complete accident.
So when we talk about the insecure nature of online voting, you have to ask yourself, is it worse than this? Because we got these Diebold machines. Is it Diebold or Diebold? I never can get that straight.
Don't know.
They've been hacked. DEF CON every year hacks voting machines. And they're like, look how easy this is. There's all this... They prove that certain politicians have ties to it. Their relatives and financial interests and stuff are involved. And I don't know. Maybe online voting is an improvement simply because the current voting system is so corrupt.
See, I think that you just move the corruption over to the online platform. And it might be even easier that way.
That's a risk. Yeah. But there is that whole, just doing the same thing over and over insanity
loop. Yeah.
Maybe try something different. I don't know. I'm glad that I'm not the one that has to make that decision. And I'm also glad that I don't work for the Baltimore Police Department.
Baltimore officials will pay a consultant $176,000 to help police department maintain Lotus Notes system.
Lotus Notes? You ever use Lotus Notes?
No.
Lotus Notes is an ancient email calendar database type.
Oh, see, I've never even heard of it
before we read this article. Microsoft had a good contender with Outlook and all that stuff. And if you needed really corporate, high profile email and calendar and database, Lotus Notes was the shit. That's what you did.
I don't remember any job I've had an Outlook account.
Because you're too young.
Yeah.
That's how old Lotus Notes is. It is ancient. It is not one of the big things with BlackBerry, when people were on BlackBerry, they could integrate that with Lotus Notes. And then an iPhone came along, and a lot of people were like, nah, dude, I ain't doing iPhone because Lotus Notes is where it's at. And ultimately, everybody except the Baltimore Police Department switched over to something else. But they talk about how the murder and the rape investigations are in a different database than the crime lab. So the crime lab that's doing, the bullet forensics and the rape kits are in a different database than the actual case files. And they don't always match up correctly.
One-to-one.
Yeah.
And they're only paying this guy $176,000. That seems like a lot of money. Well, but when you think about all the maintenance and trying to match the, that money's going to go quick.
But see, here's the thing. Why are we're paying to prolong something that is so
already
out of
gonna
date,
die.
We have to get rid of it.
Well, that's standard, government stuff. You know, COBOL and all those horrible, outdated languages.
But
Baltimore
is alone in running software this ancient. Most people have upgraded to the new world.
Oh, yeah. We got a paywall.
CNN wants you to sign up for the
newsletter.
Look
how happy that guy looks.
He is. Well, he's happy. But you know who's not happy?
The Venezuelan president.
Maduro. That's a great picture of his wife here. She's like, what the fuck?
Oh, it's a video. But she looks like she's knowing what's about to go down. But he got attacked by a drone.
Oh, there's an ad. Yeah, so what happened was there was a drone actually filming this presidential speech. There were two drones. And they were it was a military parade. And they were filming a presidential speech. And all of a sudden, they just blew up. Exploded. Here we go. And we're watching. He's like, oh, what's going on?
So he kind of just keeps talking. Everyone else looks a little freaked out, but he's like, yeah, screw it.
And so this is the military here. You see them scrambling. They claim that they've caught whoever's doing this, or at least they have some suspects in custody, which could have just been anybody. Yeah. Know? And, oh, yeah, they put up the human shields here to protect him. Ah, yeah. So Venezuela, if you're not hip to the Venezuela, they're having a bad time. They're having a real bad time. Socialism kind of breaking down, and the people are starving, essentially.
Yeah.
So he's...
They're trying to, like... not let people know that they're starving, so like they're shutting off the internet and don't tell anybody, like,
yeah. So he man, I'm feeling it all of a sudden. He is blaming it on America as usual. It's like, you know, and he might be right, you know. I mean, as failed as that state is, the CIA is probably down there.
We've done it before with South American countries, unfortunately.
So I want to take an assassination drink.
Exploding drone drink.
Ah, now here's one that Kristen might be especially interested in, because she's a filthy designer.
Online photos can't simply be republished, EU court rules. This is pretty standard, like, design 101. You can't just reuse an image from anywhere on the internet, but now it may be law.
Yeah, this is, the story here was that some photographer took a picture, and he allowed that picture to be used on a tourism website. And then some kid did a school project and lifted that picture, put it in their school project. And the school really liked it. So they put it on their school webpage.
Oh.
And this photographer came after him for 400 euro, which, like, hiring the lawyer has to cost more than that, right?
So when I took design ethics, something that they say, like, you know, you can reuse an image if it's for educational purposes, but if you make any sort of money off it, if it gets put on, like, a commercial thing, like a school... then yeah, that's grounds to be sued.
Yeah, and the tourism site...
So I don't know how it works in the EU, but that's how it works in the US.
Well, they've ruled.
Yeah.
They're saying that just because... So let's say you go on the internet and there's an image being used, you cannot assume that you can use that image without permission. I think the tourism site gave him credit too.
Yeah.
So they would have known a way to get a hold of this guy and talk to
him. And you know how school is, like, cite your sources, so...
It's kind of sad.
Again, educational, yeah. Educational use usually fine.
That kid got one hell of an education in design.
Yeah. And copyright. Oh, I took a whole course on just design ethics and, like, how to, you know, get contracts and how to avoid getting sued.
My programming ethics class was run by a militant feminist.
So you were wrong.
And this was, we're talking about, you know, like 2000, 2001. She was way ahead of her time. And I didn't do well.
Did you learn anything?
She didn't like my papers.
Oh.
Well, we've talked about deep fakes. Deep fakes is when you take one person's face, swap it onto another person, usually, not always, but usually for the purpose of pornography. Well, the good news is the Department of Defense, they've been working hard, and they have what they claim is a tool for catching deep fakes.
Haven't people claimed this previously?
Here's Nicolas Cage.
Wow.
It does look pretty good, doesn't it?
It does look pretty, you know... It's like, it's weird because it's like a Photoshop of a video. Something that would have taken ages to do is now, wow.
Now this points out, and you can kind of see it, I don't know how well it'll come through because we're watching a GIF through OBS here. But it's trained with the eyes open almost always.
Yeah.
Because it looks at a series of pictures and you almost always have, like, if you go to Google Images, it's almost always pictures of people with their eyes open. But... people need to blink, right? So when they blink, it doesn't have an eyes closed shot to use.
So they're just...
So the blinks are weird.
Yeah.
And that is one of the ways that they detect. Now, they do have a second way, or so they claim, but they're keeping that a secret. They're not telling us about that.
Oh.
Yeah.
They can tell by the pixels.
And the pixels...
And seeing many Photoshops in their time.
The pixels are involved.
Yeah. So.
So, yeah. That will probably... What they use with deepfakes is adversarial networks, AI, where one AI builds the fake. The other AI tries to look at it and be like, I can tell that's fake. And then they try again. So all they have to do is mix the blink thing into the adversarial AI.
And it'll
get better at it. Thanks, Department of Defense, for giving us better deepfake porn.
And when that was the whole plan the entire time.
And when we talk about facial recognition, How about the Olympics that are coming up in Tokyo in 2020?
Unveils facial recognition system. It's a kiosk. So the reason that they're doing this a little bit differently is that when they do the Olympics here, instead of having just one big arena, which is how they typically do it, because Tokyo is probably sort of small, all the arenas are sort of scattered all over the city. So you're going to have to travel between different arenas and check in each time. These kiosks are supposed to sort of expedite the process.
Yeah, and this is only going to be used for sort of staff.
Yeah.
That are going from place to place. Yeah, and the athletes themselves. So you'll have...
Call them Olympians because they've worked hard for that.
You'll have a name tag. You'll have a name tag that's got your picture on it. And then you'll scan that. But then you'll do the face recognition as a secondary, as a two-factor. So if you were to swipe somebody else's card, you still couldn't get in because the face scan won't match. Pretty good idea.
Apparently they were like, it works for tall people too. And they did like a demonstration where the athletes had to like bend over double.
A 6'8" basketball player.
Monster.
And hopefully they've worked out the darker skinned problems. Because there are going to be a lot of athletes with darker skin.
That's a thing Japan has struggled with in the past, I think.
They have. Do you think the six...
That's actually a good argument for inclusion in technology because you're working with lots of different people. Tech should work with all of it.
Do you think the 6'8" guy was Japanese? Because that would be a huge Japanese guy.
Maybe. It's possible. I don't know, boo-boo.
Well, we talk about a lot of times some of the smaller countries in the world, the less developed, I guess we'd say.
Third world.
You're not supposed to say third world
anymore. Is that not it anymore?
It is, but you're not supposed to say that.
What's the politically correct term now? I used to know it.
I don't know. Emerging markets. It's emerging.
The emerging market. World.
Yeah. So Ethiopia would be considered an emerging market. And they have a bit of a problem with turning off the internet.
Blocking the internet to quell internal unrest. This is just the same story that we hear every other week about some country somewhere in the world.
Yeah, so they've got some riots. A little bit of...
Just had some riots. A
couple of riots broke out.
Got some riot juice.
And they decided, you know what? Let's just turn off the internet. Because they're using Facebook and all the social media to put these riots together. Let's just put a stop to that.
Organize.
Right now.
Is that even a thing? Do you organize a riot?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You send an invite to your friends. Well, hey, we're going to have hot dogs.
We got that great story about Discord coming up later.
I don't know if I read that one.
So Cameroon is number one with total days between 15 and 17 of internet outage due to this. And Ethiopia coming in number two with 36. Cameroon is way ahead. They're
winning.
By far the leader. My favorite thing about this story is right here. They've worried that keeping the internet turned off is costing them $32,000 a day. When Amazon was down for Prime Day, for how many hours was that? They lost hundreds of millions of dollars. If the internet was out in America, we'd be losing millions of dollars per second.
People would be rioting in the streets because the internet was out.
Well, these people are already rioting in the streets. So what's the danger?
Well, did you see on that chart too, one of the things was Congo. So Congo's having an Ebola outbreak again. And it's like, is shutting off the... I don't know if they're doing it right now, but like shutting off the internet in the middle of a Ebola crisis, is that...
Well, I guess people, you know, bludgeoning each other in the streets is also bad for Ebola.
Yeah. They actually, you know, they've made an... This is completely unrelated. They made an Ebola vaccine and they've been handing it out and it actually is like 70% effective.
It's government corruption.
Okay. And also, congrats to the people who made the Ebola vaccine that's 70% effective.
I hear that the Ebola vaccine gives you autism. You shouldn't take it. Don't give it to your kids.
I think I worry more about bleeding out of every orifice than I do about autism.
How about Germany? When you think of Germany, you think of...
My old mom.
Sports cars. Mm. Advanced machinery. You think of sauerkraut. And, of course, you think of National Socialism. And they're real touchy about that last one.
They are real touchy. There's actually quite a few laws in Germany saying you can't display or really talk about Nazis because they're kind of ashamed of their past, understandably. But Germany has lifted a total ban on Nazi symbols in video games very recently.
So here's a screenshot from Wolfenstein. You see here in the German version, it's whatever this is.
I think that might be the logo for the game.
And this is the good old swastika. So they're saying that from now on, it's going to be a case-by-case basis. I don't know who decides.
I assume the chancellor.
You think
whatever,
he sits down?
Whatever, like, the German...
Does he play through Wolfenstein? He's like, okay, I'll do this.
What if he doesn't like the game? Then he just is like, no.
The other interesting thing that they do, oh, there was a picture of it, but, oh, here it is.
Yeah, there's a picture of Hitler. Hitler's, this is what they used to do. They don't do anymore.
He's not allowed to have his stash.
So it just looks like an angry old man.
He does look way different, doesn't he?
He does. The mustache kind of made the man.
It was very youthful, that stash. Because look how much older he looks there.
I think when they've shown, like, composite, there were some people, like, conspiracy theorists who thought that Hitler made it out to, like, South America. And I've seen photos of, like, what they think he would have looked like, and I think they had him without the mustache, and he does look a lot older.
I've read, and I don't know if there's any truth to this, that he shaved the stash like that because he was in World War I, and he couldn't fit the regular stash and get a proper seal on his gas mask, but he still wanted it.
Oh, I thought it was because he was a fan of Chaplin.
Oh.
That was, like, the style at the time. I don't know. Someone in the comments can tell us more about the history of facial hair.
We will have so many conspiracy theories about Hitler's stash. And you know who else is really related to conspiracy theories? And I could have had a way better segue there if I weren't feeling
a little drunk.
AJ. Alex Jones.
AJ. Is you friends with him personally?
Well, when you know him on the level that I do.
Which is just not at all.
When you play golf with him. I'm going to name drop like Wendell does all the time. He has been kicked off of pretty much everything. He's been kicked off of YouTube, Facebook.
I think his podcasts are
LinkedIn,
not up anymore. LinkedIn.
iTunes.
LinkedIn. Oh,
yeah.
No.
iTunes. MailChimp is what this one is about. And there's some other like really weird ones. It's like, why was he on those? But yeah, he's been wiped off the internet, which is incredible. And
does he have his own website?
Yeah. He's got
I've never
InfoWars is his website.
Oh, okay. I've never actually been, so I don't really know a whole lot about him outside of making the frogs gay.
Yeah, it's kind of like we have our problems with YouTube as well. Everybody does. Everybody has problems with YouTube. But YouTube gives you that discoverability, mm-hmm. right? Without YouTube...
To people outside of your...
We would be in this little horrible nest of Linux signaling Aspies. And honestly, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it anymore if that's the only chance we had to interact with people. Because those people are horrible. But Alex Jones, he can still do his own thing. But he's really being stifled here. And I really worry about this. Because
I don't like Alex Jones, but it does set a worrying precedent.
Well,
if they decide they don't like you, they just remove you everywhere.
On one side, we've got people who are like, yes, give us censorship, please. Please censor the things that we don't like. But now on the other side, you've got the right are now screaming regulation. We want regulation on social media.
It's a wild time to be alive.
And the right is supposed to be anti-regulation. That's supposed to be a Jeep pie, like, you know, no regulation at all. And now they're screaming for it. But I don't think they realize that regulation and that censorship will, in both cases, will be turned against
their side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But either way, everybody loses. So there we go. If you want to learn about the gay frogs, you're going to have to go straight to the source. Although the InfoWars app is doing really well.
He has an app? Is it just a link to the website? Like,
no,
how's
it's like it plays the video and stuff.
Oh.
He broadcasts something like 5 hours a day.
He should go to Float Plane.
And
I'm sure Linus would totally let him on.
But it's not just him. He's got like a whole network of people.
So he's actually pulling like a Float Plane where he's trying to like...
Well, no, but it's all kind of like that, but it's all in his own... Like he invites people to his studios.
Oh, so more of an interview format.
So no. Like they do their own show. But like he's got the Paul Watson guy who's very popular.
Okay.
Have you heard of him?
Don't watch InfoWars.
Well, but he's on toys all over Twitter.
Well, I see people complain about him on Twitter, but I don't ever...
They do some great... if you've ever watched him, and also Campus Reform does some great videos.
Oh, I've seen Campus Reform videos.
Where they'll do Man on the Street, and they'll go and be like, how do you feel about, you know, this policy that Trump did, and he'll line it, and they're like, I hate him, he should be killed. And they'll be like, that was actually an Obama policy. And then they just get all uncomfortable.
It's like, ooh.
I'm gonna do a social media censorship drink.
Look how much I've drank. That's half a glass.
I'm at roughly the halfway mark. You are way behind.
I am. Well, you've been pre-gaming. I got here, had to get the dog settled. Hope she's okay. Hopefully she's not dug out of her crate
somehow.
What
if she is just pissing everywhere? in that office.
We double checked and went like 3 times before we came in. So, well, she's in her crate too. So.
How do you do that? Does she piss on command?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What if she's dry and you just keep commanding?
I mean, I don't know. She'll eventually just know that she doesn't have to go anymore. But like, she knows go potty means squat. It's time.
Wow.
Because I live in an apartment, so like,
you know, I
can't just throw her out in the yard. I have to take her out every time. So it's like, you need to go because it's cold and raining.
I hate to say this because it's one of my favorite memes is that Rue is retarded. But she might have just been a slow starter.
She's definitely a slow starter. She's a puppy. Puppies take a while to train. She's getting there. Well, she definitely has some dumb moments.
She is getting very advanced. But do you worry, because of how smart she's getting, that she will get into 3D printing guns?
You know, I thought about that. I'm more concerned that she'll take my job. She'll become a web designer. She'll start doing all the sitemaps.
Does
like,
she have design jobs?
Documentation, you know, yeah.
Well, Facebook will not tolerate her if she does get involved in 3D gun printing. They don't tolerate that at all. They've announced if you post anything about 3D printing of guns on the Facebook site, you will be removed.
I think well, I don't know. 3D printing is still sort of a vague thing, but like, I think removing any sort of gun content on Facebook would have some noticeable pushback, at least around here.
YouTube
as someone who's a big part of the local marketplaces, but county by county, guns and gun parts and stuff and gun shows are often very commonly talked about on Facebook marketplaces and trading posts, as they're called here.
Well, but YouTube, like, there's been several kinds of gun-related content that I would like to do for YouTube, and we're just too afraid to do it. I mean,
we could get demonetized and our channel would get a strike.
What they've done has worked. It has the chilling effect, because I bought the Mantis X, and I'd like to do a review of the Mantis X. It doesn't really detect
all the
shots.
It's not actually a mantis, like a praying mantis.
It is not a praying mantis. It's a piece of technology. But, not going to do it. Too afraid. Too afraid. They've won. They've done it.
Tell us what content you'd like to see that could get us demonetized. Actually, don't do that. Don't tell us.
Well, Facebook, when they're not banning controversial content to do with... You know what? I'm going to drink to that. I am...
Wasted.
Not wasted, but it's
you're feeling it.
It was a trickle before, and now it's a waterfall. So we got 2 more episodes. We've only got 3 more stories. So I'm gonna take a small drink for this one.
But I'm enjoying the wine more. Like, I'm not noticing the bitterness as much. So I know that's how I'm feeling it.
What the thing about it I like is, you know what? I was pre-gaming. I forgot to do the screws this week. You guys have lost interest in the screws.
Anyway. They don't even know what it means. I don't think anyone's figured it out, at least not from the comments I've read.
But the great thing about where I am right now is, like, just imagine where this is going to go by Friday.
You're just going to be screaming. You're going to be wearing one of the lights on your head. It's like burning through your flesh because they're so bright and hot.
Well, Facebook has announced... connectivity. Now, that's not lowercase connectivity. That's uppercase connectivity.
It's a standard startup sort of name where it's like just a noun that doesn't really mean anything.
And internet.org. Wow.
Do you remember internet.org? I remember when they announced that initiative a couple years ago because it was reviewed on a lot of design sites, like the identity for it.
Well, I remember when they were going to take it to India. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And India said... go fuck yourself.
Thanks. Zuckerberg. Thanks, but no thanks.
We don't want your bullshit around here in India. We're doing fine on our own. And
I wish I knew an Indian word to like screw off, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know any Indian words. So Facebook is renewing its commitment, at least verbally, to bringing the internet to the unwashed masses in the emerging markets where they don't have any internet.
But they basically just changed the name.
Basically.
And redesigned the site and then mentioned that they used to be internet.org.
They had like the balloon thing, kind of like what Google tried.
Yeah.
But they didn't go anywhere. They weren't good at it. And then they had the India thing, what they were going to do, and then India just didn't want it. So they had a bunch of failed attempts. What they're doing is they're just putting all those failed attempts in one basket.
Yeah.
So.
And I was kind of like, why would they invest all this money? And then it's like, oh, more customers.
Yeah, well.
Everyone needs to be on Facebook.
That's why India kicked them out. Because what it was going to be was Facebook provides your internet, but harvest all that data and sell it. So they were going to make money that way. And
India, that's like opposite of government corruption. You just want to like vomit back into the bottle.
Wouldn't that be something that the viewers would like to see? Maybe that would be Patreon only content.
Just vomit stream.
And finally, I think this is our... No, actually, this is not our last
There's
Facebook
There's like three
story.
More stories, I think.
One is Facebook, one's YouTube. Well, Facebook dating. Are you excited to date people on Facebook?
I know people on my friends list will be.
Good news. It's coming, and it's got 5 gender choices.
It's... okay, so it's male, female, trans female, trans male, and... Undecided?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't undecided. It was something. Like, it was not undecided.
It's the same idea. Non-binary.
Undecided sounds kind of worse.
I laugh because it's stupid. And I'm not afraid to say it. But yeah, so the way this is going to work is you can opt in to Facebook dating, and then you will only see other people who have also opted in to Facebook dating. When you're on the Facebook
This is going to be... So, like, the same people who are on the Trading Post all day, like, selling random crap from their house, these are the same people who are going to be using Facebook dating. And I cannot wait to see the drama show up in the Trading Posts among all the people I know who are now doing meth. Like, that's...
Yeah.
It's going to be a good
Because
time.
When Facebook dating goes wrong, as it inevitably will, that's going to leak over into regular Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. It already does. Like, people... I know some people from my hometown who have joint... like married profiles or not married, even just dating profile. Cause they don't trust the other one not to message other people.
Yeah. Well, there was some crazy statistic, from like divorce cases that when Facebook first started to catch on, everybody was banging their high school sweetheart. Cause all of a sudden you're in a marriage that you're not really crazy about. And then it's like, oh, I remember you. And it brings back all these feelings. And it was just like every time.
I can pretend to be young again instead of dealing with the commitment that I've made.
I don't use Facebook, so I'm not going to get to enjoy Facebook dating.
Oh, my high school reunion's coming up. Oh, I realized, I got a message about that the other day.
I didn't go to mine. What is it, 10 year?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't go to the 10 year.
I'm not going. Really? I'm not interested. No.
You should take the dog.
Hi, guys. I have a dog. Also, this is my boyfriend, but mostly I just came to show you my dog.
I'm kind of a winner.
You guys may have heard of me from level1text.com.
Yeah, you should go and tell everybody at level1text.
They're like, And no one talks to me the rest of the night. Ooh.
Aren't you the girl who was in love with Gandalf?
I didn't talk to anybody in high school. I had like a very small group of friends who I talked to and no one else.
Yeah, I fell out of touch with all my high school friends.
I talk to the ones I care about, but not many outside that.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll go home and run into somebody.
Ooh, yeah, that's always awkward.
Well, I don't feel like it's awkward because, man, there are some losers, you know? It's kind of life-affirming.
Well, mine aren't all losers, but it's just, I just feel awkward. They're like, oh, what are you doing? And, like, you know, you have to kind of, like, put on that, like, hey, and I'm not very good at that. And it's not that I don't like the person I'm talking to, it's just... I don't know how to socialize like that and like make small talk.
Man, I'm feeling it. So, Facebook, this is the last Facebook story and the most disturbing of all the Facebook stories.
Facebook, +2% on report, it's seeking, but... there's a side thing. It's like you're blocking the title.
You fucked up those words. You can't blame that on the pop-up.
No, try
again.
Facebook +2% on report is seeking big bank customer data.
So yeah, Facebook wants to find out what's going on with your banking transactions and integrate that into your Facebook profile. Not publicly, but your Facebook shadow profile that they sell to market.
So you can get credit card offers through Facebook. Jeez, I checked my mail today and it was just full of garbage.
Or you could, you know, you're not going to get a loan because Facebook knows about your bank transaction.
Yeah. God, that's weird.
They've assured everybody that they are not going to share this with third parties. And
as all, they would never do such a thing.
Right, like Cambridge Analytica.
They would never do
that. They didn't want it to try and sell you stuff. But of course, that's why they wanted it. So that's damage control. Hopefully, because somebody found out about this, this will not happen. Because Jesus Christ. Facebook on your bank. I mean, if you're still a Facebook user, think about Facebook Did you just drink without prompting?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Better take a hit myself. It's starting to taste real sweet now. Like, I'm not tasting the bitterness at all. All right.
We've hit the...
It's a 4 on the sweetness scale, according to the little label on the back of the bottle.
It's also a plastic bottle.
Yeah, it's for the alcoholic on the go.
That's the
I didn't get a full bottle of this because I was like, I can't drink all of it. But
they were having wine tastings at Kroger.
Yeah.
When I went to get this yesterday.
Yeah, that was pretty common.
And but I was like, I don't care about wines. I'm just randomly selecting a bottle. And of course, I took an educated guess. Here's a free...
get something from Paducah if you guys want Kentucky alcohol. This is actually... I do like this one.
You can't ship it in the mail because Kentucky law.
Well, drive to Kentucky, get some L.A.
That's totally worth it.
Get some Blue Mondays and get some Purple Toad Winery wine from Paducah.
And our last story for the Monday episode, it's kind of about Facebook, but not really. It's about YouTube, who's about to pass Facebook for the number 2 spot in the world.
It's kind of sad. According to new study...
I was expecting more.
I kind of lost. I kind of lost my train of thought there.
So it's Google. Google is like way ahead of the pack.
Yeah.
They're the biggest website that's ever going to exist ever.
Well, so I'm curious, and maybe this was mentioned in the article. I didn't read this article, just full disclosure. But like, are they counting just Google.com, or are they counting all of its apps, like Gmail and Office Suite?
I think it's per site. So the Google... search engine gets so many
Omniverse
billion hits. It's crazy. But it's Google.
And YouTube's about to pass that, even with all the other apps included?
Just the Google homepage. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, just the Google homepage.
Think about how many times a day you hit that.
That's less impressive.
So it's Google, and then it's Facebook, and then it's YouTube, and then it's Yahoo, surprisingly.
Oh.
And then it's Amazon.
Well, it's all the old people. That'll die off eventually.
My parents use Yahoo search, and I'm like, why don't you use Google search? And they're like, what? What
are you? I got my mom off Yahoo.
Oh, yeah?
Ages ago.
That's
yeah.
Achievement unlocked. And then it's Amazon. Amazon is 5. So YouTube is going to take number 2, and Amazon is going to take number 4.
I'm surprised Amazon's not higher up on that list.
That's true. Yeah, especially with the Amazon Prime Video.
Yeah. Well, like, even my family, who were very skeptical of online ordering for a long time, now, like, all of them are on the Amazon bandwagon now.
Oh, yeah. Well, my parents won't do Prime.
I don't have Prime, so.
And so, they'll, like, send me emails, like, order this so we can get free shipping.
You don't get free shipping on everything with Prime, though, right? Just Prime items?
It's a lot of stuff. It's getting more and more every day. Because even the third-party sellers are getting killed if they don't agree to that, so they're getting on board.
The one thing that almost tipped me over to getting a Prime subscription the other day was they have, like, they call it, like, the Amazon, I can't remember what it's called, some sort of closet thing where, like, you can get basic clothes items like leggings and t-shirts and socks and scarves and things like that that are Amazon whatever, and you can get them with free shipping, and you can return it if it doesn't fit with Amazon Prime, but you can't order it without it.
But did you know if you return too much, you will get blacklisted?
Oh, so maybe I'm not interested.
I mean, you have to really abuse it.
Yeah, so I don't really return clothes that often unless they really don't fit. But yeah.
Well, that's the end of episode 1 of Drunken News.
I've had maybe 1 glass.
Look at that. So you know that you better turn in. That's not a glass. What are you talking about?
It was like, it's much.
No, it's ridiculous.
It's like half a glass.
I don't know if the camera.
You're like half a bottle.
I'm more than half. Maybe half, exactly.
We might have to get you another bottle.
If I finish the bottle, I will vomit. Because I don't have a lot of tolerance. I'm not one of these people with that machismo bullshit. It's like, yeah, man, I'll drink under the table. No, I am lit.
Oh, I only drink the finest craft beers.
Educated guests. Yeah, I don't ever drink. That's what makes it so much fun. You know, it's a thing that you get every once in a while.
Yeah, every couple months.
So,
we had to do Wendell one time. Wendell doesn't drink. He drinks less than I do. I can count on one hand the amount of times I've drank this year, and Wendell drinks less than I do.
Well, Wendell's terrified, and maybe rightly so, because, like, you guys have noticed, I've been doing the driving since a couple of weeks ago, and when Wendell doesn't have something to focus on, he'll attack the screws.
Yeah. Like, he usually has, there's a ticky-tack here on the desk, and he'll, like, play with the ticky-tack.
So when he gets, and I've seen this in conference calls and stuff, when his mind starts to get, you know, like, idle cycles.
Yeah.
He just starts to like freak out and latch on to anything. And I think he's afraid that drugs, and let's face it, alcohol is a drug, get in there. Who knows what's going to happen? But I think it'd be entertaining.
It would be entertaining, I think.
So, yeah.
You guys can let us know in the comments.
If vote with your comments and, of course, your Patreon dollars. Last time when I did Drunk News, we had record Patreon.
Which I was surprised by. I was like, man, people are probably going to be like alienated by the things that come out of his mouth. And
we'll see. We'll see what happens here. I mean, if you go crazy on Patreon, I mean, I'm not e-begging here. I guess I kind of am. But not I'm really. Saying if that happens, maybe we convince Wendell to get drunk.
He's a sucker for peer pressure, more so than
anyone else. Absolutely.
So, yeah, right. Maybe.
I've noticed he's been replying to the trolley comments on YouTube.
Right? Oh, you can't do that.
We got to stop.
There's nothing wrong with reading them, because, I mean, you should read feedback, but, like, you can't respond to those.
So, tomorrow is going to be business and...
I don't remember. You organized the articles this week?
Maybe hardware. I can't remember. It'll be hardware or robot.
We didn't do our design story.
Design's going to be Friday, I think.
Okay. It'll be a good episode.
And we, you know, here's a secret for you. We record these all on the same day.
That's why we never change outfits. We're not filthy disgusting.
So tomorrow, we will be at this level and moving forward. So you're going to want to watch that. And once again, e-begging, the patrons watch it all at once.
So.
If you're dying to
see that. And there's podcasts and all kinds of bonus content. So,
all right, we'll see you then.
Bye.